Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
Story Jumpers, welcome to another episode of your favorite storytelling podcast. Are you ready to hear a great story? Of course, that's why you're a Story Jumper. Jolie loves the beach. She loves to show her daddy how fast she can run across the warm sand. She loves to show him her sandcastle masterpieces. She loves adding to the reasons she is beloved. When her daddy tells her that those things she does aren't the reason she's beloved, she has something big to think about. Enjoy this reading of Beloved by Jess Waller.
Jolie's wild blonde curls sparkled in the ocean breeze. She dug her toes deeper into the soft sand, and the warmth of the sun soaked way down deep. She squeezed her eyes shut tight to savor the moment. Suddenly, an enormous wave crashed into her, causing her to squeal in surprise and then delight. She jumped up from the sand. Her eyes scanned the beach until she saw her daddy's favorite hat, which was the easiest way to spot him. When his eyes met hers, he smiled wide and opened his arms. She stood and ran to him as fast as she could. "Wow, you are so fast," he said as he swung her around in his arms. He set her down, placing a hand on each of her sun-kissed shoulders. "Jolie girl, do you know how much you are beloved?" "Beloved?" "That means deeply, dearly loved, sweet girl, a special kind of love." "Well, how come? Is it because I run so fast?" "Oh, you sure do. But that's not why. Would you like me to tell you why?" "No, I want to think about it myself." Later, Jolie made the biggest sandcastle she could make. It was complete with shells and rocks and even a tunnel. She stuck a long stick into the very top and looked around for her daddy's hat again so she could show him. "What a work of art, Jolie! It's a masterpiece. You are so creative." "Is that how come I'm beloved, Daddy? Is it because I create masterpieces?" "That's not why. Can I tell you why?" "Not yet, Daddy. I want to keep thinking." The sun lowered on the horizon, and Jolie and her daddy began to pack for home. As they walked hand in hand along the shoreline, Jolie noticed three small starfish that had washed onto the sand and seemed unable to return to their ocean home. Jolie bent her small frame, cradled the starfish in her hands, and released them back into the water. "You are so kind. I'm proud of you for being so thoughtful," spoke her daddy gently. "Is that it? Is that why I'm beloved then?" Jolie's father shook his head, leaned down and kissed her hair. "It's not even that." Jolie was quiet on the way home. When her daddy tucked her into bed that night, she scrunched up her face into a frown. "I don't get it, Daddy. If I don't know how come I'm so beloved, how can I make sure I keep that special kind of love and don't lose it?" Jolie's daddy took both her hands into his and looked into her deep brown eyes. "Jolie, your mommy and I love you as deep and as wide as the ocean we visited today. That love will never run out. But there's a love for you that's even bigger than ours. You are beloved because you are a child of God. if you're not fast enough or feel like you're losing the race, Jesus already won the prize of heaven for you. If your sandcastle gets washed away in the waves, you can look into the mirror to see our Creator's own masterpiece, you. What's more is that Jesus, in all his loving kindness, gave himself up for you on the cross to show that you are absolutely and undeniably beloved. You will be forever and always, no matter what. Jolie hugged her daddy tight. She squeezed her eyes shut tight to savor the moment and felt the same warmth from the summer sun. She let it soak deep into her soul and knew she was beloved.
Story Jumpers, have you ever felt like you didn't understand why your parents loved you so much? I can remember feeling that way, and I tried to do everything I could to get them to love me more, but it was never what was important. And Jess Waller, the author of Beloved, points that out in her new book that she just shared with us. Jess, thanks for joining the Story Jumpers to tell us more about your work.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I really love this story. One, I love the beach, and so it's good to get down to the beach and enjoy time out with family. So it was cool to see a story about Jordan Felice and his daughter at the beach.
Absolutely. I went to the beach quite a bit as a child, too. Same one every summer. We went to Camp Croy up by Lake Rooney in Danbury. And my sisters and I would build sandcastles and go canoeing and dig as deep of holes as we possibly could. And I have so many wonderful memories on that beach.
Oh, that sounds really cool. I can remember being a kid and we would go camping a lot. And so that's something we've done with my kids is we go to a cabin and we do some canoeing, but it's on a lake and we go for hikes. That's a lot of fun. And one year we even saw a bear on the shore of the lake. So, of course, we stayed in our canoe. We didn't go paddling anywhere close to the shore. But that was a big memory. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. I bring my own children to that beach now that I grew up going to. And so that has been such a fun experience to share those memories and make new ones with my own kids on that setting.
That's cool. So the little girl's name in the book is Jolie. Is that a real person or was that a made up character?
That is actually Jordan Felice's daughter's name. So this book and the song that he wrote was very important to him as a father and a message he wanted to send to his daughter. And that is how all of this got started, is that he wrote this song for her and he wanted to create an even more lasting way to send the message to her. So Jolie is his real daughter, and we tried to make the pictures and illustrations look just like her and use as many elements from their real life as we could to make it all the more special to their family.
Yeah, well, it's really cool. I've seen Jordan Felice before, and that hat in the book, that's him all the way.
Yes, yes. The Centricity Music brought that up. They're like, hey, if you can find a way to work in the hat, that would be really cool.
Yeah, it does. It does just scream Jordan Felice for sure. So speaking about that, what was it like working with a Christian music artist, Jordan Felice?
What an amazing opportunity. I got a lot of information that he had put together on why the song was important, the background of him writing it, what he hoped to accomplish in writing the book. And I mostly worked with Corey, who works for Centricity Music at the label. And so a lot of back and forth with him, but I was just so honored to have this opportunity to work on this project.
That's really neat that so many people can work at different parts of a project and it still come together at the end to have such a beautiful book that people can enjoy. I never thought it would happen like that. I kind of figured you and Jordan and the illustrator were all just sitting together and working on this page by page. But you know, you really revealed a big secret there. That's neat that people can work so far apart and get something big in the end.
Oh, absolutely. So many little hands in the pot who wanted to make this a great book for kids. There was an art team that had their own input on the illustrations and the words. We worked with a publicist. We worked with Corey in the communications. Jordan had submitted his input. We worked with the illustrator. There were just so many people involved in the launch of this book and helping it come to fruition.
That's cool. Now, you mentioned working with an illustrator, Hillary Griffith, right?
Yes.
Well, the book is beautiful. I mean, the work that she did is just stand out. It's really nice.
I was so impressed with that, too. I think that she is so gifted, and seeing what she came up with really just made me so excited, because sometimes as an author, you write these words and you don't always know exactly what the picture should look like. And myself, I'm not very gifted as an artist or an illustrator. And so I wondered what it would look like to someone who does have that gift. And she just ran with it. She came up with illustrations that were more meaningful and beautiful than anything I could have even thought up. I like working with words, but what she did with those pictures was just so neat.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is beautiful. So, another question for you. Have you seen the reaction to children when they read this book or when parents are reading it to their kids? What's it like?
It's interesting because all of the children who I have seen react to the book are either related to me or work or are students in the school where I also work. And they think that it's so neat that I was a part of this. And they think it's so neat that I'm an author and I worked on this project and they knew the song. And then the response about the meaning of the book and the encouragement that they have felt has been really neat. And kids communicate in their own way, but the little comments from my own kids and the kids at the school and how excited they were has been really encouraging.
That's really cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing the book with us. Is there anything else that you would want to tell the Story Jumpers, you know, just to stick in their minds or in their hearts concerning, you know, the meaning behind the book that you'd want them to take away with them?
Really, the most important piece is that these children know and believe that they are loved. They are beloved regardless of their actions or mistakes they might make or accomplishments or anything along those lines. As they are from the moment they are born, they are so, so deeply beloved. And the value that they have and their identity in Christ is also important to remember every day, so they don't feel they have to try so hard to earn that love that we sometimes spin our wheels trying to chase. It's theirs already. They are beloved.
Oh, that's a great message. It's a good one for kids and for their parents to remember.
Yes.
Jess, this book is wonderful. Your time today, thank you. I look forward to more. If you've got other works, will you bring them back and share them with the Story Jumpers?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, cool. We'll talk to you soon, Jess.
Thank you so much.
Parents, Beloved was inspired by the chart-topping ballad by Jordan Feliz. This precious story teaches children about finding our value not in the things of this world, but rather in the love of their Savior. Dove award-winning musician Jordan Feliz, along with children's book author Jess Waller and illustrator Hillary Griffith, team up to tell the story of a little girl named Jolie who is trying to find out why she is so beloved. She ultimately finds out that it isn't about how fast she can run, how big her sandcastles are, or even how thoughtful she is. She is beloved because she is a child of God. This read-aloud storybook for 2 to 6-year-olds shows young people the character of God through a fun beach-themed story. It teaches that God dearly loves his people and sparks family discussions about Jesus' love for his children, all while making a comforting bedtime story with its heartfelt message of God's loving heart. This book is available now for order from jordanfeliz.com/belovedbook.